Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with our people helping out in the coronavirus effort, however you're doing it. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across the northern tundra and all across the country as well as around the world, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can get in there, like the page, and then jump on over to the chat room that's right there, and you can converse with all the people that are in there talking to us tonight. And I want to say a special shout-out, as I get ready to go to Kyle Warren, to Sally over in Plano, and she's saying, "Morning, Captain. The storm is all over me, crushing thunder, lightning, heavy rain, Sally." Well, you be careful there, Sally. I'm watching the weather, and I am aware of what's going on there, so you be careful. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, remember, Kyle, when the governor was talking about laying off first responders if he couldn't get federal money to help him out?
Oh, yes. Governor Newsom of California was very clear. You know, if states don't get this federal money, the first people to be laid off would be the first responders and firefighters, yeah.
And did the state of California actually give the illegals $500?
I know that, yes, they have been doing this, and that was one of the first things that popped in my mind, Captain. If we have a budget shortfall because of COVID-19, and the governor touted the state surplus prior to this, then why are we giving illegal aliens money if that would mean that we wouldn't be able to pay the firefighters? That doesn't make sense.
Because apparently that money was put in a fund donated by a lot of members of Hollywood, and that's where that money came from. That's my understanding of it. But in the meantime, the Democrats are still fighting to get the illegal immigrants $1,200 payments, especially the ones that have been released from detention. To that I say, why aren't we sending them back where they came from?
Well, again, this is all part of the stuff that just doesn't make a lot of sense in this whole emergency, and it's very unsettling, I think, to so many people across California, whether they're Republicans or whether they're Democrats. There's just a lot of that kind of stuff going on, and it seems like the politicians in this case are simply looking to either advance their own agenda or do something else that, for some reason, causes more chaos here.
Now, the infections with the coronavirus are accelerating right now in one particular part of the globe, more so than anywhere else, and it would be Latin America.
Yes, that's what we're hearing, and part of this goes along with some of the predictions that were made early on that somehow, especially as the weather warmed up here, it would start to go towards Central America or down even into the southern hemisphere, then they would expect it to come back again in the fall in the northern hemisphere. But things that we've heard about coming out of Mexico as well are very, very concerning and very disappointing with the kind of spread that they've seen.
All right, let's go over to the telephone line because we're going to get 60 seconds with Todd. So go away, go for it, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to say God bless Donald Trump today. And every day is the house of worship open. And if you have to bring the FBI to do their job to protect the parishioners who go to churches in these Democrat states, okay, then bring the FBI, bring the National Guard, and bring everybody you have to bring, okay? Because we're going to church and we're worshiping the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus Christ. And he took 39 stripes on his back and healed you of sickness, poverty, and disease. In the United States of America, he's the King of Glory and he's who we worship. And God bless you, Donald, for showing some toughness and some guts, and maybe these Republicans will show up too, and you House members get to work. I need 436 of you, and I need 100 senators to get rid of Romney and the fake 20 Republicans in the Senate. Let's get to work, and God bless you, and worship the Lord, and bring your tithes and offerings, and thank Jesus for all you've done for us. Amen. Let's go.
All right, and by the way, it's 435 representatives and 100 senators, total of 535. He keeps saying 436. I don't know if that means he's running or not. But it's 435. Now, you know, somebody's telling me, did you see the interview that Biden had with this guy, the God or whatever you call him?
Charlemagne the God.
Yeah, I did, but here's the deal. They said, did you notice when he didn't realize his earpiece was out and he was telling them to turn up the volume, he couldn't hear?
I did not see that. I didn't notice that part. That's pretty wild. It was what I thought was really interesting was how quickly or how the campaign staff was trying to wrap up that interview. And then Joe Biden said something about his.
Well, it was a train wreck.
Well, exactly. I think as soon as the interviewer asked him, started asking him those questions, and then Joe Biden came back and said, "Look, we've got a lot of black woman candidates, multiple," and he just started going down this weird road with the whole thing. And I think they were trying to get him to sort of parachute out of that thing.
Yeah,
wasn't going well.
And Kim's husband, Mr. P. Diddy, ripped Biden and said the black vote isn't free.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, as we move on into the night. By the way, I got a couple of other interesting things over here we'll be talking about when we come back. Got this Lori Loughlin and what's going on with her. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And oh, by the way, the Two Guys Gun Show is alive and well and back again. For those of you here in Florida, I'm going to be down on May the 30th and May the 31st. I'll actually be making an appearance on May the 30th, Saturday, at the Two Guys Gun Show, which is going to be opening up again down at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. Now, they'll be back the following week up here in Largo, June the 6th and June the 7th at the Minreg Hall in Largo over on 126th Avenue West. And you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as the private collections that Two Guys Gun Shows embrace. And they've also got knives, they've got antiques, they got all sorts of stuff there. Trade-ins are welcome, and you can meet me, the captain, on Saturday the 30th at both the Port Charlotte Show and back up here the next week, June the 6th, in Largo. I'll be there from 9 to 3 on Saturday, so there you go. So don't forget, May the 30th and 31st in Charlotte, Port Charlotte, at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds, and June the 6th and 7th at the Midreg Hall in Largo. Their website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. And their gun store, if you want to go take a closer look at what they have, is Phoenix Ordnance on 49th Street in Pinellas Park, just north of Park Boulevard, right next door to the Enterprise Car Dealership. And there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Lori Loughlin and her husband have pled guilty in the college admissions scandal. They were the last two involved in it. Everybody else got out early and did what they did. And they finally pled guilty. I guess she's going to do 2 months and he's going to do 7. Is that the way it's going to work?
Yeah, what we understand is Lori Loughlin, they're hoping that she would spend just 2 months, and her husband, they're looking for him to try to serve 5 months, but all that could change, obviously. And he's the judge in the case is going to decide whether or not to accept or reject their guilty pleas based on those kinds of timetables.
Well, and there's no guarantee that, you know, that's the sentence they're going to get, because unless they've signed some sort of agreement, it may happen that way, it may not. I know they both have no records in the past, but they used their influence to do what they did and buy their daughter into school, buy her way into school, rather, I should say, and then keep her there, even though that her grades weren't high enough to keep her in the program. She was in with a full scholarship.
Yes, exactly. They evidently paid upwards of $500,000 through all told, which is quite a lot, and it's really stood everything on its head. And it was a real slap in the face to the kids, young adults who worked so very hard to take those AP exams and to do well in their college entrance exams and have a really great portfolio to get accepted to college.
Now, the Las Vegas casinos are getting ready to roll again, and as the expression goes, they were disinfecting the dice yesterday big time.
That's right. They're disinfecting the dice. I think they'll probably change the cards out a lot more frequently, obviously. And get this, Captain. You know, if you've ever been to Las Vegas and gone to the Venetian, one of the great things to do at that hotel resort is to go and see the gondoliers as they sing, as they go through the canals that are built into the shopping area there. Well, evidently, they're going to have a gondolier pilot wearing a mask, but then the singers are going to be singing from, quote, an appropriate distance. So we'll still hear O Sole Mio and things like that ringing through the Venetian.
Wow. They'll be up on a platform somewhere.
Right.
Now, Tara Reid's lawyer dropped her case, dropped her as client, even though he said that he still believes her claim. What do you suppose is going on there? Did the Bidens get to the attorney?
You know, that's a really good question. We don't have a whole lot of info on it other than that he is dropping her as a client or parting ways, basically. I'm wondering if there could be something that is that could be sort of a sticky wicket for her case going forward if he continued to represent her, or it could be sort of a handoff to somebody else who's going to maybe have more experience in a larger theater of operations, as it were, for what's going to be coming during this campaign.
Oh, with the big Biden gaffe that occurred, guess what news, quote, news network is not showing it at all?
Let me see. is it three letters with the last one's an N?
It is.
Yep.
Yeah, critics are howling at the latest Biden gaffe. I mean, it's all over the place. It's being accentuated because of what he did and the way he did it. And it's getting zero coverage on CNN.
Well, that's really something. I mean, this has gone viral, Captain. This is super viral. And you've got a lot of people from both sides of the political spectrum chiming in on this. Even the president or CEO of BET television chimed in on it, you know, saying, you know, this, you know, criticizing the Biden's saying. But this is just really so far beyond the pale. It's insulting to African Americans in such a horrendous way that I don't know how another candidate could ever recover from something like that. But Joe Biden has a lot of people trying to run blocker for him on this.
What's the closest theme park to you where you live in California?
That'd be Disneyland. It's about 10 minutes away.
Are they open yet?
Oh no, not at all.
Are they going to open soon?
That's a good question. I think they're watching Florida real closely. Especially because the Disney resort there in Florida is going to be submitting their plans, have to be approved by the mayor of Orlando and by the governor. So I think they're watching that very closely. And a lot of this is going to be based, too, on what happened with, I think, was it Disneyland Shanghai, that kind of thing.
Well, the theme parks are buckling up for what's going to be a no-fun summer because there's going to be social distancing. There's going to be seating on the rides, it'll be every other seat or something like that. They'll have things scattered out. But it looks like as if that they're going to lose, these theme parks are going to lose at least 75% of their sales and maybe 80 or 85%. So they're going to be in big trouble financially.
They will be. It's hard to see how any business could take that big a hit. And what we've seen too, Captain, is that even so-called big businesses, big store chains, you know, big-time business, if you turn them off for 1 or 2 months, they start going under. It's really quite extraordinary to see. And I think, Captain, maybe it sort of burst the bubble of some of these progressives, far-left liberals, who think that, oh, big companies, they just have money to burn, and it's always going to be fine. They just have these big coffers. Well, no, they don't. And if we don't have an economy running, people lose their jobs and businesses go out of business.
Now, we have a new Secretary of the Navy in lieu of all the problems that the Navy's been having. This guy is a numbers guy. He's being put in there for probably to bring things back under control in terms of the expenditures and whatnot. His name is Kenneth Braithwaite.
Exactly. Kenneth Braithwaite, he's a retired Navy Rear Admiral. Admiral, I should say, and the ambassador to Norway.
Yep, and he's a numbers guy. He did, when he was in the Navy, that was part of what his job was, just to make sure he got all the finances back in line and whatnot. So we'll see how that works out. Now, the Wall Street Journal, and this is really a pathetic story. Italy has now found millions of people in Italy without food, without any kind of substantial food. In their homes, in their apartments, whatever, and in dire poverty. Some of them have nothing but the clothes on their back, and this is as a direct result of the pandemic.
It's heartbreaking, you know, what words, you know, can people have for this kind of a meltdown.
How could you not know that you had that type of a situation brewing? How could you not know?
Well, one would think you should be able to simply walk through the streets of Italy and see this occurring. It seems to me that would be a very obvious kind of a thing. And of course, you know, they expect that their whole economy's, you know, shrinking by about 10% or so. But again, this not having a working economy, whether in the United States or in a country like Italy, it's a no-brainer that if everything gets shut down, people are just going to suffer and suffer greatly.
And oil dropped off a little bit yesterday, 3% in terms of West Texas crude and 3% in terms of Brent crude. Gasoline dropped off 1 penny per gallon, and diesel dropped off 1 penny per gallon. And the one-year forecast on a barrel of oil dropped off $1 a barrel. Not a big deal, but just enough to make you think that, well, you know, things got a little bit, they got too fast all of a sudden, right?
That's right. And also, part of that is China said Friday it's not publishing their annual growth target.
All righty, tell everybody how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And he's done a banner job this week, and we certainly appreciate it. In the meantime, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden declared he shouldn't have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host on The Breakfast Club the following.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump,
and you ain't black.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by many presuming black Americans would automatically vote for him. Biden said he would never take the African American community for granted. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's sole black Republican, said he was shocked and surprised by Biden's remarks.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is?
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you all about where they're at. But in the meantime, if you want a job that's going to pay you about $60,000 a year to start with the opportunity to make a lot more, listen up to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses for you to learn from. One is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. Clearwater's directly across the bay. Now, in either case, you can learn a trade that in most cases will pay you a lot more than what you could get starting anywhere else for any reason. On a 40-hour week, just a standard 40-hour week, you can make around $60,000 a year, and the opportunity is there to work overtime and make a lot more than that.
Now, if you get the luck of the draw and you want to go overseas and you work over there, you could make a six-figure salary right off the bat, too. So, check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or you can give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour at one of their two campuses. Again, the number, 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour at either their Concord, Mass. Campus or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, whichever one works for you. Now, there you go. Okay, well, the Trump administration has made a final decision to withdraw from the Open Skies Treaty. We'll be watching to see what happens there over the next several days, especially next week when this all comes back around to fruition. The U.S. Senate, too, by the way, confirmed a new Navy Secretary, Kenneth K.J. Braithwaite, former admiral in the Navy, and he's now going back as the Secretary of the Navy. He's a numbers guy, and he should do a really good job. Now, the FBI is investigating the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi shooting, which is believed to be terrorist-related because of certain things that have been discovered on the cell phone and Internet presence and things that he was doing and people who he was talking to, this gunman. Now, the gunman didn't get into the base, thank God, but he did take a shot at a female security officer, Navy, and hit her in the vest and knocked her down. That really stings when you get hit like that in the vest, and it's almost like getting shot, but knocked her down, and she had the wherewithal to lock down the gate, that what they call the crash gate, to where the guy couldn't get through. But so far, and in the meantime, her compadres then charged the car and shot the guy dead. Now, there are some things that are coming out. I'm just going to let it go as things that are coming out, and that's all I'm going to say. You're going to hear a lot more about this in the days and weeks to come, I'm sure. Now, the Pentagon has rescinded a policy released earlier this month that prevented recruits who had contracted COVID-19 from enlisting or earning a military commission. Now, that's been lifted, and they'll now be able to join the military or go through OCS. And veterans' isolation and stress from the coronavirus pandemic could increase their chances of suicidal thoughts, but health experts are warning that the worst impacts to their mental health could come after the immediate crisis is over. And many of these veterans in particular have been in their homes for such a long period of time. By the way, the first visit to Kabul by Washington's peace envoy since Afghanistan's squabbling political leadership reached a power-sharing agreement comes amid the increased violence, blamed mostly on the Islamic State affiliate that's been targeted in stepping up U.S. bombing in Afghanistan. We'll see how that works out. And the Pentagon announced the death of a U.S. soldier on Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan yesterday. It was a South Carolina National Guard lieutenant who died in a non-combat incident on the Bagram base. That's all we know so far. And a U.S. transport aircraft massed at Washington's Navy Key Asian Military Air Transportation Hub, the Yokota Air Base in Japan, to show potential foes and allies it was ready for action despite the coronavirus emergency, as the U.S. was massing a whole group of transport aircraft to show the foes and allies that it could handle the coronavirus pandemic. Also, the U.S. tussled with France and the U.N. over counterterrorism efforts in West Africa. The Trump administration seeks to put an American in charge of the U.N. mission in Mali because of the terrorism that continues to go on there. And COVID-19 is probably going to put a dent in military manpower because the Defense Department is bracing for a manning gap this year. Now, this is after the COVID-19 pandemic forced the services to slow down their intake of new troops. And even before the COVID-19 pandemic, military families were having trouble getting the military health care they needed, according to new data from an online survey contacted in late 2019. And that is being worked on as we speak. Patients in the military health system who schedule or plan surgeries were postponed by the COVID-19 pandemic may soon be able to set up their procedures under guidance that was released yesterday by the Defense Department. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. And military families who faced war deaths with COVID mourners, with their loss, not being able to say goodbye as Memorial Day approaches, more families are going to be given an opportunity to face the loss of a service member, because the national cemeteries, even though they will not be open to the public, will be open to people who have a loved one interred there, direct family members of the national cemeteries. There will be no public services, as there has been before, at many of these national cemeteries. There will be no parades in the streets. So therefore, it'll be something totally different. By the way, it'll be an end of an era as China's crackdowns on Hong Kong are threatening the semi-autonomy there. The Chinese military backing up the police are amassed in Hong Kong to try to put down all the demonstrations and everything that's going on. And they're running the real risk of having China take over full control of Hong Kong. That's where they're at right now, literally by force. We'll see how that all plays out. By the way, I've been asked to give this phone number out again. If you're having trouble, if you're a veteran and you're having trouble with your finances, this is the Vets COVID-19 Debt Assistance Number for veterans only, not active military. The number is 800-827-0648. That's 800-827-0648. And that is the Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance Line. Now, if you're active duty military and you're having problems, this is your number. 866-779-6121. Active duty military, your number for COVID-19 help is 866-779-6121. Those are the numbers to call. So if you need any help, give them a jingle. All right, we're coming back with our next highway and byway report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look and see if anything's changed since the last hour, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Alrighty, and let's get started here because we're going to get in here and get the Truckers Highway and Bible Report going. And here's our buddy, Mr. Leron, let's get it going.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. Yeah, it's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All the chickens that are
our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, closest to you, the largest truck stop chains in the United States, the Pilot Travel Center and the Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on by, see what's going on. They got everything you need out there in the highways and byways. All right. A strong cold front is producing strong to severe storms in the plains and Great Lakes. We're starting to see some evidence of that right now, by the way. Primary threats will be large hail and damaging winds. Very large hail will be possible in the western portions of the north and central plains. We're seeing that right now, too. And gusty winds will continue producing critical fire weather threats across portions of the desert southwest. Now, we've had a change in the weather since last hour, and I'm going to go right over to I-40 East Tennessee into western North Carolina, as well as I-77 coming up out of North Carolina, going up into Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, and going up I-81 from northeastern Tennessee all the way up into Virginia. We've got a big bank of fog that just came soaring through there in the last hour. It's there right now. So heavy fog in that area. Be careful. Now, we've got severe thunderstorm warnings and flood warnings still in the southern part of Oklahoma, the northern part of Texas, north of Fort Worth, north of Dallas, and then east of Dallas, northeast of Dallas, going out I-30, all the way across Arkansas on I-30 to Little Rock right now. And then you'll be out of it around Little Rock, but that's where the severe weather is at the moment. You've got a fire threat advisory, Amarillo, Texas, west, all the way past Albuquerque, out onto the Indian Reservation near Gallup along I-40, and up and down I-25 south of Gallup, or south of Albuquerque down to about the Indian Reservation down in there. So that's that. And then coming up into the western part of Kansas and the lower two-thirds of Colorado all the way over to Utah, and then the northwestern corner of Colorado tonight, you've got some light rain going in that area. Also in Nebraska now, the central part of Nebraska, there is some fog there and some rain there in the central part of Nebraska right now. And going into Wyoming, the western and northwestern part of Wyoming, some wind warnings there. You've got a freeze warning tonight in the Billings, Montana area, in Montana. And then out in California, which includes Las Vegas, Nevada, Kingman, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, over into Yuma, and then west towards Coachella, Calexico, and over up into Barstow, you've got an extreme heat advisory right now in those areas, as well as inland California, east of Los Angeles, and running all the way up to just about Sacramento. You've got a very high heat warning right now. Up along the western part of Michigan tonight, you've got the possibility of some rain in that area. Southeastern Wisconsin, possibility of rain there. Northeastern corner of Illinois, possible rain there, especially Chicago. And way up in Maine tonight, wouldn't you know, there'd have to be one. You've got a freeze warning up there in the eastern part of Maine, on the right on the New Brunswick line. And then you've got some winds off to the west part of Maine tonight. So some unpredictable weather conditions up in there. Now, keep in mind that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. Now, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, for sure. And if you need a shower, they got you covered. Need to do your laundry? They got you covered. You need a place to take your 10-hour break and park your truck? They got you covered there, too. And they also have the shops at some of the locations to where you can get your oil change or your tires worked on or whatever the case might be. And, of course, don't forget, there are usually truck washes close by, too. Might even be a Blue Beacon there, depending on where you're at, because a lot of those have been built in the last several years. So that's what's going on. Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop near you. All right, now we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com back on the horn here. Good morning.
Good morning.
It seems that the FBI Director, Christopher Wray, has ordered an internal review of the Flynn case. What do you think we're going to see happen, if anything?
Nothing.
So he's just doing it just because he feels like it?
Well, he's under some big pressure. He's under pressure not only from, I would say, AG Barr, the Department of Justice, his boss, but I would also say from, you know, the American people, because there's clearly a reputation hit to the FBI. Now, the FBI work just still continues. I mean, I get emails all day long of cases that they've prosecuted with the Department of Justice and so forth and so on. So they still do an awful lot of work. But the reputation and the confidence is still shaken. So the other piece I would say is that once this whole case with Flynn is completed, and once there is some final resolution, they're going to go back, and it could be pretty interesting what it ends up being. They're going to put a hit on Ray to say, you know, it's not so much what happened within the Bureau, it's really what happened within the top four.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to necessarily want to know about some kind of culture there on the genesis of all things Russiagate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a start. But quite honestly, I would be asking Gina Haspel at CIA the very same questions, because, you know, she picked up the baton from, you know, there was Mike Pompeo before her, but before that was John Brennan. So, and we clearly know that John Brennan had a role in all of this. That's the only agency, really, we haven't heard from. I mean, we've clearly heard from DNI with Rick Grinnell.
Right.
Obviously, but no one has said anything about CIA, and CIA clearly had their fingerprint on this.
So then this is going to expand beyond just the internal investigation of the FBI.
Well, I mean, it should. I mean, let's not forget that, you know, to hear George Papadopoulos tell us that there were CIA, I don't want to say informants, but I don't want to say operatives, but CIA connected tissue in all of this thing.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, when we come back, Ken Starr had a little chat with Sandra Smith on Fox News yesterday, and they were talking about Susan Rice and why she wrote that email she did and the way that she wrote it. That's kind of interesting. We'll get into that and a lot more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.